Welcome to Dish Nation. Hey, y'all. What are we dishing about today?
Well, Lamar Odom reveals the 1 year of his life he would redo, y'all. Chloe and Sabrina, y'all listening.
And Andrew Freund sits down with our two favorites, Zendaya and John David Washington.
And Kaley Cuoco cries about the Golden Globes, but Tom Brady says there's no crying in football. We got all that, but Sherry, what you got?
Okay, Frank's latest craze on TikTok, which is the silhouette challenge, is heating up the internet, and this celebrity just made it even hotter, because you know we're talking about our girl Cardi B. That is right. Cardi B shared her video recently with the world. I'm going to have to get me a stripper pole, which I just ordered from Amazon. I'm waiting for it to come after watching this video. Take a look.
I think the only thing challenging for her was getting the angle of the phone right. Everything else was cake. The way she was holding on to the pole, them flips, it was like, you know, muscle memory. She never lost a thing.
Right. Yeah, but I think after you get a certain age, you got to stop doing that.
The pole is not just for strippers now. Like, people do it for athletics and working out, like all kinds of stuff. And don't forget, she was just in that movie with Jennifer Lopez, Hustlers.
And you know what? Literally, Gary, Portia is right. I ordered my pole from Amazon. I'm going to put it in the garage because you need abs, you need arms, you need all kinds of core strength.
I think Gary's just jealous. I think if Gary did the silhouette challenge, he'd look like somebody in the witness protection program on Dateline.
All right, Franklin.
Frank, you actually just gave me an idea. I don't need a pole. I just need one of your legs, Gary. Just bring one of your legs.
All right, well, it looks like celebrity boxing is getting more and more interesting, and the word is Lamar Odom is going to square off against Aaron Carter this year in a boxing match.
What? Wow. What's happening in the world? What?
Yeah, so the match is reportedly going to take place on June 12th in Atlantic City on pay-per-view, and the fight will have 3 90-second rounds. Now, Aaron and Lamar both said that they grew up street fighting. I think they meant to say they grew up playing Street Fighter, but Lamar's 41. Yes. He has a notable size advantage. He's 6'10" versus Aaron, who's 33 and 6'1". Who y'all got in this bout?
Lamar.
Who wants to see this?
Well, I think the winner is going to be the rest of us. I don't really mind who wins this fight. Don't really have a dog in it. But I think the launch of Boxing with the Stars is awesome. And I already have the judges picked out.
Who you got?
The judges are Ananaba De La Hoya, Bruno Marciano, and Lennox Goodman. This is going to be fantastic.
Okay. All right, Gary, are you going to be there to support your friend?
Of course. But you know what, Portia, was so funny? I was just watching one of Lamar practice, and he was moving like a rock'em sock'em robot, but I know he's going to beat Aaron.
Oh, honey. No.
I
already could tell. Rock'em sock'em robot.
All right, well, let's move on, but not too far. We're still talking about Lamar Odom, and he was recently on your show, Headcrack, Morning Hustle, and he revealed something that I think shocked fans when you asked him if he could redo any year of his life, what year would it be? And Lamar revealed this. Take a look.
Probably 2009. I would probably say it would be the first time I decided to cheat on Chloe. I would rewind that back and take your space back in.
Wow. Do you miss her? Like, if you could work it out and...
I mean, well, she got a man, you know what I'm saying? So me missing her is...
I think you could take him. You're training and stuff. I saw the videos.
I think that was such a good interview. I loved that interview with him. What do you think about his answer to that question?
I think he was sincere. Wow. I think he meant it. You could kind of see, like, you know, the sincerity and the pain in his eyes when he talked about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And even going back to what he was going through, like, you know, when he was kind of knocking at death's door, the fact that she, like, you know, rose to the occasion and stepped up for him shows how strong of a bond that they had there. But there was just some things that he couldn't work out. And I know he wishes he probably could have did it all over again. I believe
that. Lamar and Chloe, though, that's one of those things. It's just bad news for Chloe.
I wanted them to make it. Though, Sherry.
He cheated on her so many times.
Men cheated on all y'all women, so it doesn't matter. I mean, it was said he was going through some, he was under chemicals, and he just wasn't aware of what he was doing. So we need to forgive him, you know.
You always aware when you put your penis in another woman. I don't care what kind of chemicals you want.
They're just not always aware of mine.
Right. Yeah. We're not always aware of Frank's.
Frank Cosby.
So after years of being snubbed by the Golden Globes for her work on Big Bang Theory as character Penny, Kelly Cuoco has finally been nominated for her work on HBO Max series The Flight Attendant, which is amazing. And she's also executive producing that show. And grab some tissue, y'all. Grab some tissue because she's finally nominated, y'all. This video is amazing. Look at her reaction to the news. Check it out.
Oh my God, we're the
Jason Bateman, Ozark, Josh O'Connor.
You know, this is really sweet because Kaylee Cuoco actually found this book herself. She went and found a writer to write a pilot based on the book, and she shopped it around herself. So right. Her tears are like, I did the work.
This is her baby.
You know, I've only watched a couple episodes of the show, but it is good as hell. And like Sherry and Brad, you know, huge congrats to Kaylee. And Brad, you were nominated for a Grammy, and Sherry, you got your Emmy. You know, it's a surreal situation, right? You know, how did you finally feel when you finally got, you know, the awards that y'all were chasing?
Well, you know what? I was nominated for actually 2 Grammys, but feel like I validate myself. And I feel like sometimes they take so long to acknowledge you. You have to acknowledge yourself and know that you are that bitch and not worry about what people are going to give you. You just work hard and do a great job and be proud of your damn self.
When we got an Emmy, because The View had been nominated for 7 years and never won, but I was in Miami, Brad, in a hotel, and when they said we won, I ran and I peed on myself. I was screaming so loud. Did you pee on yourself, too?
I did, Sherry. I heard the news. I did, too, baby. Sherry, when we get nominated for our Emmy for Dish Nation, are you going to pee on yourself too, or has that shit failed?
If that happens, I'm going to myself. As we all know, the GOAT, Tom Brady, is heading to his 10th Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's
And in a recent interview, one of the team's linebackers, Levante David, revealed that emotions were flowing everywhere amongst the players when everyone realized they were actually headed to the Super Bowl. But Tom wasn't here for all that mushy stuff. Levante said, I'm geeked up, and I guess somebody was crying, and I heard him, Tom, just like, what the are you crying for? We're not done yet.
Oh,
that's
and
right.
That's why he's won.
It's like,
so
no,
many.
We don't do this. We don't celebrate. Right. We don't Brady cry way. Until it's over.
No crying in football.
Nope.
Well, damn it, let me damn tissue away then. Hell, no tears allowed. Hell, why you gotta be so doggone mean about it, honey? That was tears of joy from that man. How dare he?
Tom had a point. Tom is the captain. Tom is the leader of that team. And he had a right to say that because the job is not done yet, Gary. When they beat the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl this Sunday, then you can cry.
When Dish Nation is on and you're all watching, I don't start crying until that little peach comes up at the end. I want to cry, but I do not cry until Dish Nation is over. I do not until credits roll.
Coming up, Trey Songz says he walks with a limp because his...
Girl, shut your mouth, girl. Shut up, Sherry.
Shut your mouth, girl.
Yikes. All right, Gary, I will explain after the break.
And Dish Nation is brought to you by Bounty, the quicker picker up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
I got some long tea about Trey Songz. And if it's him in this video, I understand why they call him Mr. Steal Your Girl. So, y'all, the internet went insane this week when an alleged sex tape featuring Trey was leaked. Now, we can't see his face, but you see other things. Mm-hmm. And the male voice sounds similar to
you can see his head, Sherry. You can see his head.
I don't know which head, but okay. Now, this... You hear the voice, and the fans who have seen it, they are saying that the tattoo is a dead giveaway.
I want to see.
I know you do, Gary. So Trey doesn't seem to be denying anything either. He posted a pic walking with the caption, I walk with a limp, cuz. But check it out, because this might have been, y'all think this was a publicity stunt to have people following him on OnlyFans, which I think it was, because that's how Tyga started.
Yep.
Tyga did that, remember?
Yep.
If it's not him, this is going to be hella embarrassing. Like, if the actual guy comes forward like, I know you ain't claiming my penis. Like, that's very very bad.
That would be a first. I don't think he would do that.
Wow.
I think head crack should put him all to shame and go ahead and show him and stuff. I mean, that's ridiculous.
You never seen Bigfoot with your own eyes, but you know he out there, so you know.
Clap back.
People are gonna have to stop messing with Chrissy Teigen and let her live. Yeah, now, man. So the model took to Twitter and asked everyone, what's the most expensive thing that you eaten that sucked? Then she tweeted, one time John and I were at a restaurant and the waiter recommended a nice Cabernet. We got the bill and it was $13,000. Wow. We didn't even finish it and it had been cleared.
Damn. First world problems right there.
Oh. What kind of restaurant are you at where they don't put the prices of wine and food on the menu?
The right. ones you don't go
when
to?
When it's a restaurant full of rich to, folks. Right.
Well, the trolls definitely got their troll on and they started accusing Chrissy Teigen of being inconsiderate to those who are dealing with financial hardships during the COVID. You know what I mean?
Here we go. Chrissy
responded to the criticism in true Chrissy Teigen fashion. You know how she gets down. She said, hey, it's my life, my Twitter, my stories. Ooh. And she's right.
Exactly. Yeah. If you ask Chrissy Teigen, she gonna tell you $13,000 for a glass of wine. If you ask me and Sherry, we're gonna tell you a story about Fridays. We're gonna tell you something about Red Lobster. We're gonna tell you something about McDonald's.
Thank you.
Ask a rich person, it is what it is.
Wow.
Now, Gary's very frugal. Now, what would you do if you ordered some wine and it turned out to be $13,000, yo?
I would ask the waiter, do he come with the wine?
That's right.
Do you come with this?
All right, so it looks like French Montana is up trying to be unforgettable for the next woman that sees his body. So the rapper revealed his incredible transformation on social media, showing his before and after photo with the caption, life's tragedies turn to life goals. Thank you for the motivation.
He's killing it. Because in this before picture, he looked like French bread Montana. He's killing it now.
Yes. Now he looks great, but here's the deal. Some think he's got a little nip and tuck, to achieve this particular look. And others believe that this is a damn clone. But French shut down the naysayers.
A whole different person.
He shut down the naysayers by posting a whole different video with his rigorous workout routine.
Portia, you've been going to the gym hard. That's like somebody saying, yo, she got abs now. She probably got it sucked out.
Look, I tell y'all what surgery I had. I told y'all my breasts ain't my breasts or whatever. But do not come for my booty and do not come for my waistline, okay? Because it was big when it was natural and it's small natural, okay?
Okay. All right, you guys, coming up next, our boy Andrew Franks is down with John David Washington and Zendaya to talk about their new film, Malcolm and Marie, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Zendaya and John David Washington to talk about their new Netflix film, Malcolm and Marie.
Oh, he's so sensitive. He's romantic. I bet he's sweet, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, when he's not being an emotional.
Okay, all right, now this movie f-ing blew my mind because everything that I was thinking, both of you were freaking saying. So I guess my first question to Zendaya is in the film your character calls people in show business a bunch of hoes. So am I right now being a hoe? Am I a hoe, Zendaya?
Aren't we all? Isn't that what she's saying?
All inclusive.
You know, to a degree, aren't we all? And that's what it's like. Stay in our lane, do our hope.
Okay, so I'll ask you the first real question is, how do you in your own life deal with the infuriation of love? Not the infatuation, but the freaking, I want to tear my hair out. This person is the worst, but I freaking love them. So how do you deal with that, Zendaya?
I don't necessarily want that personally. I would prefer the kind of love that doesn't make you want to tear your hair out. They have, Malcolm and Marie have their own thing, whether it's healthy or not, or is good for them or not, I still don't know. I still root for them, but I still don't root for them. It's very strange. But it maybe is not a kind of relationship that I want personally.
John David, there's a part in the film where you guys are talking about, you know, being in these meetings with studio executives and all the things they say. And you yourself have been in casting meetings, meetings with executives. What's one of the weirder things that someone said to you in one of those meetings?
I don't know. I can say this. There was an audition I went on once, and they wanted me to, they said, the note was like, can you be bigger? There's an urban thing, be bigger. I was like, oh, okay, that's weird.
I know what you want me to do.
And I was so tempted to like make them spell it out, like, as if I didn't receive the note. Like, what do you mean? But I didn't have time for that. And I was like, immediately I checked out. I was like, all right, this audition is going to be whack because of that. So that was weird to me.
One of the themes in this film is gratitude. I'm going to give each of you time to thank someone that maybe doesn't get thanked in your life as they usually do. Zendaya, I will start with you. Who would you like to thank right now on national TV?
I would like to thank John David Washington for doing this movie, the safety and the comfort and the warmth that he also provided as a fellow actor, I think was crucial for me to be able to do my work. So thank you, John David Washington.
I would return that and say thank you, Zendaya Coleman, for allowing me to be a part of you and Sam's life.
Look at me. Standing.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. For sure, girl, you better pay attention to this one. So okay. A Pennsylvania mom shared a post on Facebook that her 6-year-old daughter got 150 tiny Bunchem toys stuck in her hair.
Oh my God.
Now, it seems the little girl's brother dumped a whole box of the tiny toys on her head, and y'all, they stuck together like Velcro in her hair.
Wow.
Her mother said she had an out-of-body experience seeing how bad the hair was matted and feared having to cut her hair, y'all. But after 20 long hours and a little help from her husband, she was able to get all of the Bunchems out of her head. This
20,
is a nightmare.
20 hours?
Oh, 20 my God.
Wow. Poor baby,
oh
man.
Oh, my God.
She looked like she was trying to compete at the Bonner Brothers hair show.
Right. It looked like something from BAPS.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was probably so quiet when this was happening. That's what happens when kids get quiet. That's when they do something like this right here.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Very quiet.
You need to go check on them. Whenever it gets too quiet, I'm like, hold on, wait, where PJ at?
Hold on, wait a minute. What's going on?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm so upset. I feel for that mother because I'm looking at that girl's hair, and I would have been like, go give me some clippers because she's going to be bald for about 3 months.
That looked like a science project.
Oh, my gosh.
It does, like atoms and neutrons. The planets.
Right.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.